or Matan Sovir, when you make this Rikas Adam, by this you have to have Shema Atan Shema Abram, two, that end up to be like a four sides, that you do not need an Abamas Yochid. An Abamas Yochid is enough as long as you make one Zerika. Who is Snufa, lifting up the Mincha, the Hagosha, first bringing the Mincha closer towards the Mizbeach, and by Abamas Hibo, he has to have it, and that's by Abamas Yochid. We have Yudan of Yudis says, Ein Mincha Babama, he did not bring a Mincha in a Bama, not even in a Bama Gadol Arida. He knows they were not makriv a korban mincha. The pasuk says according to him, "Hashem Ayyavu the Nisos of Him, Hashem Zochim up near Soda." So there's a diakoni that Zochim is good, the Shas Abomis, and not a mincha. And he held even on the Abomis the Tzibo, also did not bring a mincha. Now the Mishnah goes to continue. What's the difference between a Abomas Yochel and a Abomas Tzibo? The chiyon that in a Abomas Tzibo you have to have a kain. By taking a bamas yochid, you do not need a kohen to bring the korban. Anybody can bring the korban. Or big day shoras, same thing. You don't have to wear big day kuna, only in a bamas siva, not a bamas yochid. Or chle shoras, you do not have to have kli shoras in a bamas yochid. For reach nichoyach. That on a bamas siva, it has to be burnt the first time the meat, but it gives off a big reach, a big odor, a big smell. By taking on a bamas yochid, it doesn't make a difference. You'll have to roast it someplace else first, and then put it agadi the marocha. Umechitza ba'adamim, there was no chut ha'sikro in the middle of the mizbeach, only by the bomis tzibri you had it to divide between some damim went on top and some damim went on the bottom, but on the bomis yochid you did not have a mechitza, there's no dividing part. Urechot yodayim v'adlayim, whoever did the avoida on the bomis yochid did not have to first wash his hands and his feet. I think in the bomis yochid you had to. Avol Hazman, what the law is about, when you bring the korban, if you have in mind, heat at the wrong time, to make a machshavas pigul, so you have maisa, or else the maisa can leave over the meat, after the time that you're supposed to eat it, that the din is supposed to burn it, so you have tamay, or else that the person is tamay, he's not allowed to bring the korban, or he's not allowed to eat from the boss of the korban, and these three halachas, shazan bozer bozer, both the bomas tibur and the bomas yochid, both have these halachas, that the din of pigum and meisel and tamei would apply even by a bamis yochid. Yeah, that's the end of the Mishnah. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says, "My chutz migita." Mishnah started off before that you take the poradum and you burn it. Chutz migita, chutz from the place that you're supposed to. You're not chayis for chutz echutz, since it does not supposed to come into the teslakoy meyer. What does the Mishnah mean to say chutz migita? What does migita mean? Some Rosh Lakish says it means chutz mi mokum ha-bodik lo, excluding a place that's checked out, like we'll see later on, before they bring the paradum, they first have to check out that place to make sure there's no mace buried there, there's no tummy there. That's the mokum where you're supposed to burn or work with the paraduma. So if you burned it outside in a place that was not bodik lo, even though it's not the right place, you're not chayis for chutz echutz. Oh, my Lord, Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Yechon said, actually, Shlok is known, it can't be shot. V'aloi kol Eretz Yisrael b'dukihi. And all Eretz Yisrael is bodik. Like we'll see later, it's checked out, there are no mason around. So any place is bodik. What does it mean to say chutz megita, chutz, excluding the place that's checked out? All places in Eretz Yisrael checked out. El Arad Amr Rav Yechonon. What does the Mishnah mean to say chutz megita? Kegoin sheshachotu al lefadin minchemes Yishlayim. Means if you shechted the paraduma inside Yerushalayim. Because the pasuk says, "Vayitzi Yisrael al michutz," you have to take the paradum outside Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah's chiddush is that he shechted inside, it's the wrong place, so you're not chayav to shchut echutz. So the Gemara of Lukma Kegoyim sheshachoto chutz lechaymo, so it's like neged haPesach. And what do you have to say? The chiddush is shechted inside Yerushalayim for him, even if he shechted outside Yerushalayim. But he did not shech the paradum in the right place, he did not do it keneged haPesach. Kineged the Pesach of the Oyel Moed, the Yoma Rav Arda Bar Ava, Shochto Shlo Kineged the Pesach Tula. If whoever when they shech the Paraduma, and they make the Shechit in that opposite the Pesach of the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan, then it's Tula. Shneim the Pesach says the Shoch Atzihiza. So you have to make a Shechit by the Paraduma, and then these you have to spritz the dam. Ma Hazosa. Just like the spritzing of the dam from a paraduma. Kineger HaPesach, there the Pesach says clearly, you have to do a Kineger HaPesach, even though you're outside Yerushalayim. But it has to be in the place that you can see the Pesach of the Beis HaMikdash, and you're shechting it, Kineger HaPesach of the Nitzkan, is our Shechitoso, Kineger HaPesach, the same thing, the Shechit of the Paradumo, is supposed to true be outside Yerushalayim, but in the place that you can see the Pesach, Oyamayim, the male of the Chiddush of Nitzkan would be, is he shechted not in that place, in our Chayat HaShchut Echut. The Lord says, the Chit Taino, maybe it's only son of Yechonon is the Loi Makish, he does not make the Tekish, even though the Hazor, the splitting of the Dam of the Paraduma, has to be Neuchach, Tefach, of the Hechol, but maybe all the Chit does not have to be there, but it's not true. The Yitzma we learned, Shalom Abrakas, we're going to see now, that Shochbosh, President of Tefach, and Yechonon of Tula, so clearly you see, they make the Chit of the Paraduma, Shalom Kinegar of Tefach, is consequent of Yechonon. Why? Because to make the Hekish. The Shachar Ziza. The Shachar Shama, she said, the Shachar says, no, it's Kosher. Why? And the Chutzla Machat have a Shachar. As long as you shecht it outside, you shlein it's Kosher. The Yitzhak Rebbe knows also like this. So for Shlegen Eger HaPesach, if you burn the meat of the Paraduma, you burn the Paraduma outside, but Shlegen Eger HaPesach, the Biyach Rebbe Mabsula. The Yitzhak Rebbe Mabsula, the Yitzhak Rebbe Mabsula, what's the machlokes here? Rav Yechonon Amar Psula, the Soras Sehiza, that we learn out this Sreifa from the Hazor. You see clearly, Rav Yechonon makes the Tekish, just like the Hazorius Adam of the Paraduma has to be a Kneged, the Pesach of the Hechel, who are then the Sreifa has to be there. Rav Yechonon Amar Shera, why? Our Pirusha Yisaras just means Mokim Sheparashas Lemisa. Shom Teisrei Fosso. In other words, when the Postik says, our Pirshi Yisoris, the Postik says that we're supposed to burn the Paraduma, the Korinth of Yeshia, there's no special place. All the Postik needs to say is that Mokim Shepereshus Lemisam, the place that actually died, like Rashi says, the end of the Pirchus, where it ended up, wherever the Tzias Neshama was, the Tzias HaNefesh was of the Paraduma, Shom Teisrei Fosso, that's where you're supposed to burn it. But our core point, according to Rabbi Yechonon, you see clearly, he makes the Tekish, that the Mokim HaSoreis is supposed to be Kineged the Pesach of the Hechel. So one of the Yechonon says, Shana the Mishnah is, that if you burn it outside your Yerushalayim, just Shaloi Kineged the Pesach of the Hechel, I would have thought to say Yechayiv, Kamash Mon, you're not Chayiv Shut Echut. So my answer is, I'll tell you, only learn me Boy Kama. He needs to say, Rabbi Yechonon, not only this, but even that. Learn me Boy Echut Lechayma. To Rechukei Rokho, not only to shecht it outside Yerushalayim, that you're taking it away from its place, and I feel the Fnimen HaChayma, even though you burned it inside the Chaymas of Yerushalayim, the Keruve Kovo, that you're bringing it closer to the Beis HaMikdash, the Yemet is Kasha, maybe I would have thought the same fact of the Mice is Kasha, Kamash to know, that's too possible. Another teaching of the Chiddush about the Hechsher of the Paraduma. Like, don't think it's supposed to be done outside, and there it has to be connected to Pesach of Eichel. But if you'd burn it inside Yerushalayim, any place in Yerushalayim would be kosher, since you'd be in the carpet closer to the Mikdash, the Kamash will know still it's possible. But that's the Chiddush, even though it's possible, but the Maisi is not Chayi to Shul Techut, since it's not Nizkar Bifnin. Oma Ma, what we just said before, Oma Ma, Rabbi Yechon said, V'aloi Kolar Tishro Bedukihi, Rabbi Yechonon argues on the Slokas and says, you can't say Mokum Gita means a place that's checked out for Tumah, because no Eretz Yisrael is checked out for Tumah. So the Moor says, the Maishim of Rigi, what's the Machlokas of Yechonon and Slokas if no Eretz Yisrael is checked out for Tumah not? So Masra of Ayyawad Mabul Eretz Yisrael. The Slokas told that the Mabul, when it came down even Eretz Yisrael also. Therefore Rashi says, V'nishko bo atzom eis ha-meisim, and the bones of the Meisim was sunk into the ground deep down, and it's hard to check out for that. Well, Master Rav Yechonon know that Lo Yorad, that the Mabul did not come down into Eretz Yisrael, and therefore has to check out Eretz Yisrael on top of it to make sure there are no Meisim around. And Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Ushnei and Mikrecha Doshu, they both dash in one posik. The posik says in Yecheskel, Ben Odom, Emolo, say to it, say to Eretz Yisrael, Ah, teres loy mitahoro, your land is not tori, loy gushoma biyoim zom, like that the marble that does come down, the Yom Zom, the day of anger. That's what the Pasuk says. The question, what does the Pasuk mean? Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan Tzavar is Tzemuye Mitamakro. But the Pasuk says, don't get astonishment, wondering, and saying like this, Eretz Yisrael, Miloy Mitohara, aren't you tall, aren't you clean, aren't you clean from Mesim, at Klum Yodu Lecha Gishom Yom Zom? Like, did the marble come down upon you? Meaning to say, no, the marble did not come down upon you, so therefore you should be torn. For Eshlok Yisrov Ano, Ke Pashtei, the Pasuk means what it says, and it says like this, Eretz means Eretz Yisrael, Loi Metorat, you're not torn. Why not? Milo Yodu Lecha Gishom Yom Zom? Like, did the marble come down upon you, to Yom Zom? But since at that time, a lot of people died then, and like Rashi says, the bone was sunk into the ground, therefore, Eretz Yisrael is still tummy. Meaning to say it's tummy means that the still mason buried there. Now the word says, Eisvei Reshlokesh Rav Yechanan. Reshlokesh Yasekashet Rav Yechanan. There's a Mishnah, it is a sept in Torah, that says like this. The Mishnah in Torah also says, Chatzei Reshayiv Rishlayim. Venuyas Ratella. There were special courtyards in Rishlayim that was built over on stone. And the tachteim chol underneath the stone, it was hollow. In other words, the snake kevratim, that even if there would be a maze buried underneath it, there's a chalal, there's a whole space there, so the tumah does not go up. And then the stone itself is a mechitza, so the tumah does not go on top of it. And now on top of this chotzer, or meziyah noshim uberes, they'll bring pregnant ladies there, the yodas, they would give birth there on top of the stone. In other words, they were born to Tyra. They had no sheikh of Tumas Hanes, or Magad Meshon B'nayim. They would raise their children there in that chotzer, Leporo, in order that these kids should be able to work with the poro, because he wanted people that are tall to work with the poro. Or Mevi and Shvarim, then they would bring axes, the Agabay and Lofet, on top of the Shvarim, they had doors. The Tinoikas, Yosh V'Nalayim, and the kids would sit on top of these doors, again, that there's a mechitz between any mace on the bottom. The Kaisa shall have in the Yodim, and they'll have cups made out of stone, or not in the Kabbatuma, or Molo, they will fill it up with water for the Afer of the Faraduma. The Yoshim claim it, then they would sit down in that place. For the kids, you see, they had to do something special to make sure that they were not Tomei from Tumas Mace below them. The verse around the Eretz Yisrael was not Bodhic, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the whole Eretz Yisrael was Bodhic. Why do we have to make such a big chumrah here? Let them just make the parduma wherever they want. There's no shalos tumah of Meis in Eretz Yisrael. So we hear a Tzoraas Resh Lakish that the marble did come down there, and there is a chash of Meis in there, and therefore if you want to make the parduma of the Tyra, you have to go through all this big bother. Tumah says no. Tumah brings down Omer Rav Huna Bar Yeshua, my loss of the parah could be there's not a chash of Yechanan. Even though the Mikra Radin, you don't have to be afraid for any mason buried in Eretz Yisrael for the same midbar, for the same marble. Any other mason was buried, we know where they're buried. It's checked out. But still, the Chum made a special mailah, and Rashi says, Mishum Kulod Yakimubo. But the Mora says there in Yumam, that Mishum Stukim, Shayim Bimara, Vishemesh, Haifanashis, Nasis. For Yimitam the Mesakoyin, Umadil Naisar Vesal for Tfu Yain. That we got Loch Reyes, the Tfu Yain, is allowed to bring the paraduma. So Medavku used to make a kayin tamei, and then he went to the mikvah, and then he would burn the paraduma. But since we made one kula, we wanted to make sure we shouldn't do more kulas, so they're very, very machmer with the rest of the abodis of the paraduma. That's why they went to all this bother to make sure, like, to make the Cheskas bodik 100%. Even though, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Eretz Yisrael is bodik anyway, but Mishum Nechumra, the paraduma, they meant extra precaution, and they meant extra chumras to even check it out further. Now the Gemara says the opposite. The Reis say, Reb Yechon Reish Lakish. Reb Yechon now has to cast about Reish Lakish. It said unto Seth the Nidius, that Tom Echad, it once happened, that the Motsu Atzomai, they sound like bones from a mace, the list of Zeraitim in the room where they store the wood for the Marochim by the Beis Hamikdash. And they wanted to be Gezer, so maybe there are other bones around in Yerushalayim. They wanted to be Gezer Tumah in Yerushalayim. He's Omer Rabbi Yeshua Raglos. Rabbi Yeshua got up on his feet. Rabbi Yomar, he said, Wouldn't this be a terrible embarrassment to us? Senigza Tumor, Alir Abaseno, that you want to put Tumor on the city of our fathers? And they ended up saying, like, Ayah in the same Mabul, where are the dead people of the Mabul? In other words, we don't find them here in Eretz Yisrael. They're not here because Eretz Yisrael is Boduk. And Ayah in the same Nebuchadnezzar, where are the people that Nebuchadnezzar killed out? And like he says, we don't find them here. They're all taken away. That for sure Eretz Yisrael is checked out. But since Eretz Yisrael is Boduk, we can't go now and make a Gezer Tum in Yerushalayim. So need to come off. It didn't say like this. Lav Lameva doesn't mean to say the loy heavy. That the Maisit did happen here. In other words, the Mabul did not come down in Eretz Yisrael. So who's the right to Rabbi Yechonon? That the same Mabul were not in Eretz Yisrael. The Mora says, according to your reasoning, Harugi Nebuchadnezzar, that the Nebuchadnezzar Ross that killed out the Eden, you want to say it didn't happen in Eretz Yisrael, and why did it happen? That's where the Nebuchadnezzar killed out the Eden. Ella, what do you have to say? Heve, it's like a true, the Nebuchadnezzar killed out a lot of Jews, but the Faninu, they moved it out, they cleaned out the Mason. So Achinam, it could be here also be the same thing. Heve, maybe the Mabul did come down in Eretz Yisrael. Well, Faninu, and it just means to say, they cleared it out. They took out all the Mason, they're not around. But it could be the Mabul did come down in Eretz Yisrael. So Mora says no. Mora says, listen, the Yisnul, according to Rish Lakish, if you agree that they removed all the Mason from the Mabul from Eretz Yisrael,